Neil, thanks very much for joining us. New Year blues?
Yeah, it's hard when you haven't got, and it's easy for me to say this, it's hard when you haven't got Jay Fitzmartin and you haven't got Jan Palinkas. But then go and throw, you've got no Jordan Buckley, Curtis Jones, and you lose probably one of the best players in the league in Dante Gabin. And after 20 minutes, he should score. He threw 1v1, and you really are depleted. And you're looking around, and you then go for that experience side. You know, you've ripped it out completely, and that's where our depth is really struggling. But, you know, we didn't come out second half as well as we should have done. We then give a sloppy goal away second, you know, when the left has had a good game. But then we've done a bit with the ball without really threatening the top of the pitch. And I think that's where you lose your Buckley, your Fitz, your Dantes, your Bennetts and so on.
Some might say that a team who've not won in four, FC, have had a pretty decent Christmas, regardless of those players being injured, regardless of those players not being available today. FC should be coming here and getting results.
Should have got a result. Don't know if you should have won. We didn't do enough to win the game. But I think that the first goal that we've conceded is poor from our defensive shape. The second one's a calamity, isn't it? But it happens. And you can blame Lafferty there. But how many people didn't make a mistake second half because they didn't want to get on the ball in key areas? And that's the difference. You know, you step up and you make a mistake because you're trying to get on the ball, or you don't make a mistake because you don't try and get on the ball. And I thought, you know, the tail of the second half was we had one shot target, I think, maybe. You know, we didn't get close. We didn't occupy the centre-halves. And I know we've asked Max to do a job that he may be unfamiliar with, but he can do it at Gainsborough away. We didn't get Bennett into the game. And then, obviously, our wide men aren't really wide men today because you're asking Donners and Charlie Ennis to go and do it.
Yeah, it was a game, certainly from the onset, it seemed a little bit... both teams didn't really seem to acquit themselves, or one become the better team in the first and opening 45 minutes. The one chance FC get, it looks like Gabadon is going to score from there. Mm. Hamstring, we take
it's
it.
It's a bad one. It's a tear, it looks like.
Which is a real shame. But then you make the change, bring on Griffiths, and it just seemed that for about 15 minutes, two or three of the players, the front players, didn't seem to know where their role and responsibility was. Now, did you give them instruction down there to do that? And if so, why didn't they actually seem to do what you'd said?
So the last, and this isn't against Griff, by the way, but the last four games, we've left him on the bench because we think that the centre midfielders, they're very similar, you know, in terms of Munro and Griffiths, Munro and Ennis, they're very similar. So that's why we've made the decision. He sat on the bench for the last three, and we've been completely different in there. Where we've had a sitter in Charles, more legs in Charlie Munro, and then a 10 in Bennett, and then a focal point as a 9. You watch when they came on, we explicitly said to Munro and Griffiths, don't play on the same line as each other, play off the line, but they're both that type of player. And, you know, we've worked over the course of the season that that type of player struggles to play in the same team as each other. But when we looked at our bench, Mikey Davis, which people won't know, pulled his hamstring in the warm-up, so we're told Lift that he couldn't come on, so we lost our wide left option. But young Bob, you know, big game for him to come on the first half in that change. Big Theo, we've just pulled back from Ramy last night. And then obviously Griff, the sub. So we were depleted, but we thought that they'd take it on board, but they didn't. And I don't want to say too much. You can't keep telling similar players the same instructions if they don't take it on board and expect to be here.
Do you want your number 10 to be on the halfway line for half a game? Running around and sometimes looking good, other times thinking, well, I don't want him on the halfway line. I want him further up the pitch.
We wanted the 9 to look after the ball and the 10 to get off the line of the 9. It didn't hold up, so then our 10 started roaming around doing something that we didn't ask him to do. We then tried to go over with a Donoghue and a 10, and he started doing exactly the same thing. And it was kind of one of them games where people are, you can't knock the tenacity, you can't knock their enthusiasm, they're trying to get on it, but sometimes you've just got to sit in, hold your shape and be disciplined and wait for the opportunities to arise. And that didn't happen. And saying that, at 0-0 at half time, we came in, we tweaked one or two things, and you think, right, question the lads, can we go out and win it? And they all said, yeah, you know, absolutely, we can go and win it. But then we concede a poor goal, and then you're up against it, and then you've got to kind of change your shape a little bit. You've got to ask your wide men to go a little bit wider and stretch their play. And then you're thinking, you know, I don't know, from up here it might look different, but I thought if Lafferty doesn't make that mistake, they haven't really hurt us in the last 20, 25 minutes. We could have smashed and grabbed and got some.
I think you're dead right. I think, again, actually, and that's why I implore all football managers or certainly assistants to be up here from a different angle, because the game is very different from up here, from what you see down there. Lacking in goal attempts. That's going to be very disappointing.
Charlie Ennis first half. Anything else? I can't remember.
A few positives from our perspective for New Utahs. We both thought Guy Hall, and I thought Declan McLaughlin especially. I thought he was our best player today. Everything he did seemed to do well. And bringing on a young academy player who didn't look out of sorts at all. In fact, I think if we brought him on maybe a bit earlier, and I know it's always a risk to do that, but he looked positive and he looked like he was enjoying it out there, even though we were 2-0 down.
So before we get to Bob, I think you're right with your two fullbacks. I think when Curtis Jones plays, because he's a ball-playing centre-half, he regularly gives the balls to Declan, and Guy gets us high up the park and he hits that little nine wedge and gets us out, and Curtis has that ability to do that. Today, we didn't get our fullbacks as high as we could. We were playing sideways balls, and that's not Charlie or Laff's kind of strength, you know, and sometimes Charlie... Oliver was going big in the first half and weren't going to fullbacks, but that's when you take Curtis out of there. But I did think they carried on, they showed energy in the wide areas. I think they're two very good players, but you're reliant on what's next to you, you're reliant on what's at the side of you as well, and you're reliant on a number 10 making your pass for you. In terms of Bob Jammer, Bob came on, you know, and people say it's a gamble. I don't think it's a gamble. I know he comes on at 1-0, but he's given a really good account of himself. And, you know, is he ready yet? Who knows until you throw him on, but he hasn't done anything less than anybody else has done. You know, there's lads out there that have played 200-300 games at this level, and for half an hour, Bob's probably done more than what they've done. So you've got to give him credit.
Well, he was nearly our man of the match. Well, I mean, you know, that shows how other players played today, but equally what he showed, and hopefully he can show on a regular basis going forward.
We've been searching all week for a wide man. You know, we hope that Jay, you know, he gets well soon, but we're looking that it's going to be a long one for Jay. Oh, Dante, how long now? 6 to 8 weeks, and then you got your recovery. It could be the end of the season. So we're desperately needed of two wide men. We've seen that kind of a centre-forward option when Big Joe doesn't play. You know, you're asking Max to do it. I know he can do it, but you miss that foil. You miss your centre-half, your leader. You know, the little things, and maybe you come here with your full strength side and you win, but still, you had 16 players available and you still expect to come here and get something. Well, I do anyway. Mm. You know, and it used to be as a player, you know, when the chips are down a little bit, I raise my game even more. And that's what you're looking at some senior players doing in now. And I don't think many of them raised the game enough today. And we let an average Wilkins aside. I'm not being disrespectful to him. I'm not at all. I want him to do well. And the management team were great, but I thought it was an average side. But they've got the better of us.
Yeah, I think we would all agree with that. To be honest, it was an average game. Two poor goals and not enough attacking prowess from FC United and Manchester. But we're going on. Next week now, you're disappointed with getting nothing here this afternoon. You prepare now, you're going to be looking at bringing a couple more players in, hopefully, depending upon, obviously, the injury situation that you've got. Or you're going to work with this group and move on for Bradford Park Avenue next week and hopefully let them bounce back, hopefully, there.
Kicking the teeth for us is that Jay Fitz is a contract player, Dante's a contract player, Gordon Buck was a contract player, who else have we missed there? Curtis Jones. And it seems to be happening to us all season that you lose your three or four contract players and you're trying to play jiggery pokery with the budget. And it's harder. People won't like to hear that, but it's hard. So the lads we bring in this week are going to have to be favours, hopefully, from league clubs and the next to no money. But that's where we are, you know. But we're still going to envisage to get something over the line because we need to do.
But you have trust in the team that you've got. Of course, they've not played today. You got trust in those. Yeah. You believe in those.
100%. There's no that. That group similar went to Gainsborough and won. You know, groups similar played against Stafford and won. I know we missed Curtis, but Curtis went off at half time against Ashton. You know, we missed Big Jord, but went to Ashton and won. So you can't just turn on them. I'm not going to say, but today we haven't done enough. You know, they've got to look at themselves and. Especially the senior players, you can work out who they are today. You know, we've got players out there that people say they could be as good as anything in the league who haven't delivered for us today. And that's disappointing, but that doesn't mean they're bad players. It just means that they've had an off day. But there's been a nucleus in that dressing room, Swampy, this season. You know, in Pat, Curtis Jones, Charlie Oliver, Guy Hall, Dec McLaughlin, Luke Griffiths, Charlie Munro, Charlie Ennis, Dante Gabardon. They've been here all season.
Yeah.
And they've played in games that we haven't performed as well as, and you can't look at exceptional little bits like a Bennett coming in or a Buckley coming in. You've got to go, no, this I've signed and I'm going to step up in every game that we play. You look at the games that we've lost, and you know that nucleus has sometimes more than not played. You know, and I know they're doing enough. That doesn't mean they're not good players, you know. But when the chips are down, we get 1-0, put 1-0 down. Which of that group really step up and get the game by the scruff of the neck and go, come on, let's have a go at it. And that's what's missing, maybe. And that's a confidence and that's a you know, maybe a person thing, an individual thing, but it's not something we question the kind of the motivation to play. Sometimes it just goes past them and they've got to dig deep a little bit deeper to find out what's going to work for them. Today, some of my bigger players didn't do that, and the kind of the smaller players, if you will, the lads have only been around this level of, you know, maybe less than a season. If they've done, they've done well, I think your Guy Halls and your Depp McLaughlins and your Bob Jammers.
Indeed. Well, listen, we move on to next week. We've got a lot to be ponder and think about over the next few days and then in training. So, as always, we'd like to thank you for taking your time and being open and honest with us. And we all know today wasn't necessarily acceptable. And we know we'll play a lot better and we'll play a lot worse probably. But that's football. And at the end of the day, 3 points, or at least a point,
definitely
lost today.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, so the fans are incredible again, and they're all saying at the end of the game there, you know, big players missing. We are big players missing, but got to get away from that. We have got big players missing, but we've also got big players playing. Let's get away from that, you know. Yeah. If Buckley misses, Wilcox steps in. If Curtis Jones misses, Charlie Oliver steps in. If Dante Gabinon misses, Bob Jammer, you step in. You step in and you step up. And if you don't, you find yourself not being it. And that's at any football class, not FC United. That's not a threat. That's anywhere.
Yeah,
but we have been on a mini good run, you know, 3 wins out of 4 before today. So we'll try and stick with the positives. But, you know, the myth's gone, hasn't it? We used to be really good on 3G, and I don't think we've been fantastic on 3G this season. So,
and every time I've been back, we've done okay, so that's gone as well.
Yeah, yeah. So, listen, sorry to obviously everybody. We pray and hope for Dante Gabinon, but it's a bad one.
Just a very quick one.
Yeah.
Do players enjoy playing on that? Will they prefer to be playing today's game on grass?
The players that we've got now, probably playing on grass. You know, the players that we had maybe couple of years ago playing on this, but it's hard to kind of juggle it.
What do you prefer?
Play grass.
Yeah.
Play grass. But this game, this pitch doesn't lose your games, does it?
No,
it doesn't lose your revenue. And that's where 7 or 8 clubs have gone to. And, you know, I pray for grass pitches all the time. And, you know, for me as a player, there's nothing better than going to Ashton and really showing your endeavour and your tenacity. And we did that. We've come here today on a carpet and we haven't.
Yeah.
So he's trying to find the right balance.
Well, listen, thanks very much. We'll see you next week and give our very best to Dante Gabinon, because that looks like it's going to be a long, arduous recovery back to...
You were level with him? He was through, weren't he?
Oh, he was through. I mean, the game would have changed dramatically, but it didn't. He went down and we are where we are. But yeah, that for me, that he would have buried it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Cheers, guys.